Key West, the southernmost stop on the itinerary, flip-flops, butterflies, and the end of the road, a port that earns its reputation without trying particularly hard. Key West is about as far south as the continental United States goes. It sits at the tail end of the Florida Keys, a chain of small islands connected by a single highway running over open water. And it carries the easy, slightly eccentric energy of a place that has always existed at the edge of things. It is touristy, but in a way that does not feel manufactured. The color and character of the island are genuine, and a few hours ashore leave most people with a positive impression, regardless of what they actually did there. For crew, it is a comfortable port. The ship docks close to the action. The island is small enough to cover on foot without difficulty, and the atmosphere is relaxed in a way that makes it easy to decompress after time at sea. It is also solidly a U.S. port. All the familiar supermarkets and practical amenities are available if you need supplies, alongside the tourist-oriented strip of Duval Street that most first-time visitors gravitate toward. Getting around Key West covers only about 5 square miles, which makes it one of the more manageable ports on any Caribbean or Florida itinerary. The cruise terminal drops you close to the historic center of the island, and most of the worthwhile things to see or do are within comfortable walking distance. Rental bicycles and scooters are available if you want to cover more ground. But for a single port day, walking is the more natural pace for the island anyway. Miami is roughly 160 miles north, connected by the Overseas Highway, a scenic drive, but not one worth making on a port day when you are expected back on board. What to do with the day? Key West rewards walking more than almost any other port. The streets away from Duval, particularly through the residential neighborhoods of Old Town, are lined with wooden houses painted in vibrant pastels, surrounded by tropical plants, with the kind of character that photographs well, but is better experienced in person. Just wandering with no particular destination is a legitimate way to spend a couple of hours here. Duval Street is the main commercial strip running through the heart of the island. Bars, restaurants, art galleries, souvenir shops, live music spilling out of open doorways. It covers about a mile from the Gulf side to the Atlantic side of the island, and represents Key West's most concentrated version of itself. It gets busier as the day goes on, and the energy in the evening is a different experience from the morning. For crew who need Wi-Fi and coffee, there are reliable options along and just off Duval, without needing to search far. The Butterfly and Nature Conservatory is the attraction your draft mentions specifically, and it earns the recommendation. A climate-controlled tropical habitat filled with hundreds of free-flying butterflies and exotic birds, built within a glass structure surrounded by gardens. It is consistently voted among the top attractions on the island, and for good reason. The experience of walking through it is genuinely pleasant, regardless of whether wildlife ordinarily interests you. Worth the modest entry fee. The southernmost point is a large concrete buoy painted in red, yellow, and black, marking the southernmost tip of the continental United States, just 90 miles from Cuba. It is a required stop if you are visiting Key West for the first time, primarily because the photograph is obligatory, and because buying the accompanying magnet or souvenir is one of the more honest tourist transactions on the island. It is exactly what it presents itself as. The point is located at the intersection of Whitehead Street and South Street, a short walk from the center of town. Mallory Square sits on the waterfront at the northwest end of the island and hosts the famous Sunset Celebration, a nightly gathering of street performers, artists, food vendors, and spectators that has been a Key West institution for decades. Whether the timing of your port day allows you to catch it depends on the sailing schedule, but if the ship is in late, it is worth making the effort to be at the square as the sun goes down over the Gulf of Mexico. Attractions worth knowing about. Ernest Hemingway, Home and Museum. Hemingway lived and wrote in Key West for most of the 1930s, producing a significant portion of his life's work during that period. The Spanish colonial house on Whitehead Street is a national historic landmark, and still home to dozens of polydactyl cats, a genetic trait that produces extra toes, descended from a cat Hemingway owned. Guided tours run throughout the day. For anyone with even a passing interest in American literature, or just in the particular character of the house itself, it is one of the more satisfying paid attractions on the island. Key West City Cemetery. An unusual choice for a port recommendation, but it reflects something genuine about Key West's personality. The cemetery is a working historical site with above-ground tombs, elaborate monuments, and gravestones that reflect the island's offbeat sense of humor, including one famously inscribed with, "I told you I was sick." It is free to visit and offers a quieter, more authentic side of the island than the Duval Street Strip. Walking through it tells you more about Key West than most of the tourist attractions do. Key West Aquarium, one of the oldest attractions on the island, open since 1934, and home to a range of marine life found in the surrounding Florida Keys waters. Relatively compact and easy to move through in an hour. A practical option if you want something structured and air-conditioned on a hot afternoon. Key West Lighthouse, a working lighthouse built in 1848, now operated as a museum. You can climb to the top for views over the island. The adjacent keeper's quarters have been preserved as part of the museum. Located on Whitehead Street, a short walk from the Hemingway House. Fort Zachary Taylor State Historic Park, a Civil War-era fort at the southwestern tip of the island, surrounded by the best natural beach on Key West. The fort itself is open for tours. The beach, which tends to be less crowded than other Key West beaches because of the park entry fee, is a good option if you want time near the water without the more commercial beach atmosphere. A few practical notes. Key West is warm, often very warm. The island sits in a subtropical climate and the sun is direct throughout the day. Dress accordingly, comfortable, light clothing, and stay hydrated if you are walking for extended periods. The island is heavily oriented toward tourism, and prices in the restaurants and bars along Duval reflect that. Moving a block or two off the main strip tends to bring both the prices and the crowd level down noticeably. If you haven't been to Key West before, buy the magnet. It is a small thing, but the southernmost point is one of those geographic facts that feels more significant in person than on a map. And the souvenir marks the visit in a way that is genuinely appropriate to the place. Key West does not need to try to be interesting. 5 square miles, painted wooden houses, the end of the road, and 90 miles to Cuba. Some ports earn their reputation, honestly.